The official title is called Statement in Defense of Biblical Marriage and Policies Thereof, page 2 of 4. Affirmations. We affirm this definition of marriage is from God. Jesus Christ upheld the pattern of marriage given by the Creator in his defense of marriage in Matthew 19, verses 4 through 6. And he answered and said unto them, Have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore, they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. And is also that references Genesis 2, verses 21 to 25. We affirm the universal institution given to humanity by God. As such, no institution or entity, government, church, or individual, can legitimately redefine marriage. Moreover, because it is universally instituted and ordained by God, we deny that marriage is a mere social construct devised by human whim or wisdom. We affirm that God designed sexual identity, male and female, as part of his good creation. And further, we affirm that God's design for sexual pleasure and union is confirmed to the marriage covenant. We affirm that any sexual perversion is morally sinful, which violates God's law. And these perversions are listed in an entire paragraph that you can find on the internet at calvarybaptistnanilchik.com. And so I won't read all these things here. Next, the role of government in marriage. We affirm that God instituted human government as his servant in the world to promote good and restrain evil, as it is written in 1 Peter 2, verses 13 and 14, which states, Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. We affirm the frailty and weakness of the most sincere efforts of human government, because such governments are made up of sinful descendants of fallen Adam. Therefore, we deny that human government is autonomous in its authority or has the right to institute laws which are contrary to God's revealed will. We affirm that Christian believers in Jesus Christ must submit to governing authorities as to the Lord. However, whenever the laws or ordinances from these governing authorities contradict the biblical commands of God, the Christian is obligated to obey God rather than man. And the last paragraph that we'll read today is, we affirm that human government should administer the institutions of marriage as given by God for the sake of the common good. And we further affirm that human government should protect and promote the biblical institution of marriage. And as such, we deny the validity of any civil union that deviates from the God-given model of marriage. Next week, we'll pick it up in the subheading that says, The Gospel and Marriage. And we will read that next week. That is our marriage statement, and let us go before the Lord in prayer. Our God and Father in heaven, be gracious to us and bless us and make your face to shine upon us today, that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. The earth has yielded its increase, Father God. Let all the ends of the earth fear you. Father Most High, feed us with the bread of your word today. Give us understanding of your word by your Holy Spirit. Show us Christ from your word, that we may know the fear of the Lord and thereby receive wisdom to apply your word to our lives. Forgive us our debts and trespasses, Father, and may temptation's snares be overcome because we have been strengthened by our Lord Jesus and the power of his might. And because we fed on your word today, and because we continue to feed on your word by your grace, and because the Holy Spirit has brought your word to our remembrance, we ask you, Father, to be glorified in your people. Father in heaven, thank you for all you are. Thank you for all you have done, and most especially what you've done through your one and only Son, Jesus Messiah. Now, Father God, be glorified in us today through your Son's exaltation, and receive our praise today through Christ's perfect righteousness. In Jesus' name and for his sake, we do pray. Amen and amen.